Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. What has been in... I'm going to say unexpectedly emotional show here as we've been talking about Bill Belichick in particular, but he also Robert Kraft as finalist for the Hall of Fame.
You got that right.
Ted Johnson came in with a blowtorch and just ignited the day.
When I listened to you guys open the show, I was just kind of like, no, that's not true. No, that's not true either. All right, I got to go in there and I got to, you know, set the record straight with my guys. And then I, of course, didn't think it through. And, you know, addicts in recovery, like myself, there's a term that we use all the time. Before you decide to use, play the tape forward, you know. So if you do this drug, what does that lead to? Uh-huh. And it's always the same ending. It never ends good.
Right.
So play the tape forward. And I thought to myself for a split second, if I go with these thoughts and opinions, what's it going to look like? And it's turned into pretty much a crap show.
Oh, but I mean, the reality
is... it's been fun to mix it up a little bit. Gets my heart pumping a little bit.
Zesty. Oh, I saw. Zesty is the word I would use.
I saw. Yeah. About an hour ago, I saw the heart was pumping. Yeah. And the voice was getting... You went up a couple. You were getting a little louder.
Yeah.
You were rolling, baby. Somebody on the text line was like, Andy, you look worried. And I was thinking, I'm a little worried where this is going. But we've been good. And I did want to say, before we get back to the phone calls, 617-779-7937. Also, the text line. They've been coming at you.
Yeah.
But it's not all of them.
Yeah.
So let's go to the 207. I love you, Ted. Don't listen to some of these people who clearly are not listening to what you said.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you.
Because the last caller clearly had an agenda. Didn't have any idea what you were arguing or saying for the rest of the show and had an agenda. Also, the 978. Ted is right. The guy cheated. And his TED Talk wasn't boring. It was good. Nice seeing Ted with passion. So people are enjoying this passionate side of Ted Johnson.
I'm exhausted. I don't know if I can do this every day. But
no, it's not required. This is a special, emotional, close-to-home topic. Can we put a question in a side note? I don't want to get off it here because I want to get to the phone calls. But there was a texter earlier that actually asked a question that I want your honest opinion in. This is a long tease. Next week.
Don't forget what it was.
Okay, though. Dan Ball.
It's a long tease.
And the question is, and I'll let you percolate
on it.
Yeah, no, so you can percolate on it and have your best answer. Rookie Ted Johnson, would you rather play for Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel? We'll save the answer for next week. Rookie Ted Johnson out of Colorado after blowing his workout with the Bengals intentionally so he didn't go to Cincy. Yeah. Who do you want to play for? And I think it's a good question. So we'll get back to that, but we'll get back to the phone lines now. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris in Milford's been holding on for a while. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
Part of my call was going to be asking Ted why you felt so strongly against Bill as you do, and I think you answered that pretty emphatically with the last caller, so I appreciate your insight. Honestly, I think that gives the fans like us a lot of the reason we listen to this show and other shows with the insight from some of you guys, insiders that were obviously in that locker room. So I just want to start out by saying that. I'm going to remove that part from any of my subject line that was in my question.
Okay, appreciate that.
Number two, Belichick, Kraft, I really hope they both get voted into the Hall of Fame this year. I mean, obviously everything they did along with Brady, you, and the rest of the crew was just, I mean, I was born in 88, so I was 13, 14 years old at the 2001, 2002 Dynasty mark, and it was just, obviously, it's been nothing but sailing since then. As far as this year's team, obviously, it's amazing. We're great. But we got to be a little bit careful, I think, about crowning the next dynasty or anything like that. That's my, like, I've called a couple of times. I'm super excited about this team. It is great to be fun to watch, but we can't be crowning them as a dynasty or anything like that at this point.
All right, thanks for the call,
I'd
Chris.
Agree.
Then crown their ass.
Yep, first I'd thing agree. I thought of. And nope, they're not crowned. They're just the current wins leader in the NFL and the number one seed and well on their way to a bye.
The furthest I'm willing to go is I think you can make an argument they're the best team in the AFC. Like,
okay.
That's my
yes.
You know, other than that, I
he still likes the Rams. I can tell.
I do.
Even what with that loss,
did you watch? Did you rewatch the Panthers game?
I didn't rewatch.
Very entertaining,
but it was a heck of a game. I'm always a West Coast team going to the East Coast playing 1 o'clock. To me, is I put part of it on that. I always will. Sorry, okay. It just
sounds like excuses.
And the Panthers aren't that bad, are they?
No, except the Patriots made them look bad earlier.
That's
in the
3
year.
Weeks in a row though that Bryce Young has statistically performed very well. Like Canales has that offense kind of humming now. And yep. By the way, anyone out there that was like Tet McMillan's going to be the next N'Keal Harry, you were wrong.
Correct. Yes, they are rolling, but that's interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Lennox in Connecticut. What's up, Lennox?
Hey, how's it doing?
Good.
New time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Question for all of you guys, Hall of Fame inductees, or the voters, that is. So my question is, why do you guys feel that Belichick did something that other coaches weren't when it comes to the Spygate and Deflategate? Spygate, if you really look at what it was, it's going against a memo, not an NFL rule, all right? And Bill Cowher has come out saying all coaches film signals. So why is it more penalized on Belichick?
Thanks for the call, Lennox. Ted, the floor is yours.
So the memo came out after he was caught cheating. And to say that every coach was doing it to the same degree Bill was, I don't know of any other coaches that had film rooms and positions dedicated to the craft of spying, spycraft. Like, that is their job, is to spy. I don't know other teams that were going to those links. And I also don't know of other teams that were going to those links. They were also winning Super Bowls that were being questioned for the legitimacy of them, like the Bill and the Patriots were.
Right. And
are.
The whole, like, the league specifically told him to stop and actually said, stop now or else.
Yeah.
Right? There was kind of and he kept doing it.
And he kept going.
And so.
It was just a memo.
That's the thing. The fact that he was so brazen about it and said, no, my interpretation is correct. When you basically, if your employer says to you, don't do this way, this is not how we do it. And you say, no, I've read the manual. Yep. I understand better. Yep. That's, I hate to say it, but that's for termination.
Were other coaches giving these spies that you had on the sidelines, what was the camera equipment and credentials?
Herm Edwards, hear about Herm Edwards?
Were they going to those links?
Making faces?
The coaching profession is a fraternity, first of all, that I think they circle the wagon sometimes around one of their, everybody does some form of that. And I think there's an instinct to defend other coaches. But we've seen the Michigan thing with the whatever the guy's name was that had the whole documentary. Connor Stallion. Like, coaches go to great lengths to cheat. It's just the reality. Like, they're all trying to do it. And sometimes you get caught. And guess what? When you get caught, it costs you. What did Harbaugh do? Well, you know what? I'm not a college coach anymore. You guys deal with that at Michigan. I'm going to go to the NFL. Like, okay, you cheated. You got caught. You got to be punished. Bill was punished. Your argument is the punishment could and should continue beyond the first ballot of the Hall of Fame, and then boom, you're a Hall of Fame.
And then my final point is to say, I don't think coaches might bend the rules and look for advantages, but to the length in which Bill did it.
Right.
Do you understand that he had a whole room dedicated for films of other, like, it went above and beyond the normal way that went of cheating that goes on in the NFL.
And that's probably why he kept doing it, is because they were so invested in doing it, right? and he didn't think probably that the ramifications or getting whatever would be that bad. And it's like, we're really invested in this. We've been doing this for a long time. We've put time and effort and a room and a guy and a into it. We're not just going to stop at the first memo.
He needs to go back to the cheating. Get back. Because, I mean, you know, seriously.
Yeah, UNC would be on board with that.
You know how much work it has to do to come up with all these cheating ways to cheat?
Yep.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Steve in Maine. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Good.
Ted, I had a question for you. I appreciate your comment on Bill, but I'm kind of curious. How much credit does the development of Brady get for from Belichick versus McDaniel? Because McDaniel developed Brady. He had 11-5 season with Matt Castle, and he's now developing Drake May. And I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on that.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
You know, I was thinking about this on the way in, and I was thinking, how would, like, I feel like Drake's coach, Brable, is the perfect head coach for Drake. Like, just stylistically, personality.
Yep.
I felt like Bill was the perfect personality for Tom.
Yep.
Okay?
100%.
One, Brable, he really does think it's about the players. Like, he builds the players up, and that's the new age, and you have a high draft pick who you have to, that's going to respond to that. You had a sixth round draft pick who has a massive chip on his shoulder and has a coach that will, you know, never fully tell him how great he is and never pay him the most and coach him hard. And that is what brought out the best in Brady. It's like, I think May with Mike is perfect. And I thought Bill with Tom was perfect. But but Josh had a huge impact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In his development, but so did Charlie Weiss.
Yes.
And that's, you know, so the common link between those is that Bill was had Charlie and Josh. So I would almost give the credit to Bill more in Brady's development than I would Josh.
Were you all listening? Listeners, could you repeat that, Ted?
I would give Bill Belichick more credit for the development of Tom Brady than I would Josh McDaniels.
Okay. So all those of you that don't hear properly, he just gave a lot of credit to Bill Belichick.
That agitation of constant, I always thought it was, you know, it didn't work forever with Tom, obviously, because at the end, Tom finally was kind of asking, like,
I mean, there's a point to when it, okay, Bill, after 16, when are you going to acknowledge that I am a great player?
After 16, 17 years of you always putting your finger in my shoulder wound and saying, like, come on, you can do better. You know, that's after Super Bowl 51, it was probably time to maybe give him that contract as opposed to, you know, when he quarterbacked an AFC championship with his thumb hanging off. And it was like, well, we're not talking open heart surgery.
Last year, he's saying, I don't know, go talk to Kraft. Like, they literally couldn't even get a deal with the guy that's brought you six rings.
Right.
Still couldn't pony up.
I actually think, Fitzy, you're right. If it were me, when he made the comment, because if you read all the books now and everything that was going on and the amount of blood and specialists that were being called in the middle of the night for a thumb that was coming out of the skin.
Have you seen the photo?
Yes. And for Bill to say, I mean, we're not talking about open. No, we're talking about a craftsman who maybe the most important part of his ability to do the craft
was
significantly
his left hand.
Injured. Right.
It was his right hand.
I think that would have been the end for me.
I saw the photo, and the initial wound after Burkhead ran into his hand was Horrific, like something out of a heart, like out of a hostile movie.
It was not quite to the degree of those stories when Teddy Bridgewater got injured and they said teammates were vomiting on the practice field, but it was gross, and teammates were shook. And Bill's like, it's not that big a deal. Yeah, right. I mean, he's got a thumb
after
injury.
After all the winning you've done.
That was douchey.
Like, come on, man.
That
like,
was big-time douchey.
Yeah, that's where I think a lot of us took issue.
Hey, don't say anything negative about Bill. Come on.
I also would argue he didn't have a change in his playbook. I don't think he could change. You know, you say 16 years, 17 years
Bill
at some point.
He is,
he is who he is.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he's got a plan, and the plan works with a lot of people for a long time, but he doesn't have, like, oh, I'm going to be Mr. Nice Guy to Tom Brady now because he's won me so many Super Bowls. That's not in him.
I'm not fishing for something, but I do find this to be interesting as it is kind of germane to our discussion, Ted. One text from the 774 says, Ted, would you, if Alex Cora goes on to have a long, successful career, would you hold him to the same standard?
No, absolutely not. You know, definitely not. But the difference is the players were in on it with him. You know, it feels a little different.
In 2016 and 17 or 17, excuse me, I should say back when it was happening in Houston, I want to make sure.
Yeah, the players were in on it. That does make it different. So if it's tainted, you help taint it as a player, just like I helped taint it as a coach.
It takes a little bit of it off. So if you, Alex, because of the players being directly involved in the cheating.
So you were a captain of this football team. Let's just in a hypothetical world. Mm-hmm. If you guys had been looped in or brought into the circle,
I would have been pissed.
Would you have signed off on it?
Why are we doing this?
Aren't we good enough to win on our own?
Yeah, if he put a vote to it, I would have said hell no.
Like leadership council or something, you know, the veterans. You guys get to vote. We've been doing this.
Yeah.
Do you want us to keep doing this for a 1% benefit?
No.
Or are we schmucks?
We're good without
we'll
it, man.
On.
We're good without it. Why would we need that? Is it worth the risk? No.
Yeah. Interesting.
Not even close.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jim in Bedford. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, boys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Ted, before I take you to task on this take, and I appreciate where you're coming from, I can understand it, just know I have a 52 jersey hanging in my closet at home, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, I'm a fan.
I appreciate that.
So, here's where I'm going to take you to task. So, to me, this was never really about cheating. What it was unfortunately about to me was Belichick just being so hard-headed and more about his process and not allowing anyone to get in the way of his process. Or dare I say compulsion, or dare I say obsessive compulsion. And you played for him. You know how he was about the way he did things. And he's a really bullheaded guy, hard-headed guy. And he wasn't going to let anyone tell him, like, how he was going to do his process and do things his way. And I can even imagine him sitting in his evil lair, you know, saying, oh, God, I'm not going to listen to this guy. I'm not going to listen to this guy. I'll do whatever I want and let him do it. And I think when he took his medicine, it was hard medicine to take, right? It was a first-round pick. It was a $1 million fine. Probably like, oh, snap, that was more than I bargained for. And he sullied the name of the Patriots brand, the fan base, the region, all of its Super Bowl winning players. So, you know, we live in a country where there's no double jeopardy. I think he's taken his medicine. I think he's paid his price. I think he's the best coach who ever lived. As frustrating as he could be to listen to sometimes, put him in first ballot. Call it a day.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
All right,
so that was interesting. He agreed with you on everything except he should go in first ballot.
Right.
He pretty much validated every opinion you had and even added some of his own.
Millions of dollars, legacy.
You know, it was just weird how he kind of, you know, hey, he's a bullheaded guy. He's got a compulsion. He doesn't like to listen to people. So it's okay if he did it. So because that's his personality.
Yeah, I got to tell
you. Are you kidding me?
I think I would still put him in first ballot.
Yeah, I was going to say, Andy.
I think I'm back to.
Yep. Okay.
I get your point, and I think
what's my biggest point to that? I mean,
cheated the game.
Do other media members from other cities say your Super Bowl ring that you got for when the Super Bowls is tainted?
Nope.
So you don't have a personal.
Correct.
It doesn't mean anything to you like it does. It has a personal connotation to me.
Right. And that's the problem you have with the voting because it doesn't mean anything personal to them. You know, the 50 guys and women that are going to sit in that room don't have that feeling.
No, that's not. You don't. It's not computers doing these. This is real people that have opinion. Like
no, but they didn't have Super Bowl rings. They haven't been tainted themselves. Their accomplishments haven't been tainted by Bill Belichick. So I don't know if they will have that emotional pushback unless someone like you tells them, expresses it to them, shares that angle with them. Maybe they're listening. Hey, if Coach Vrabel listens, maybe the Hall of Fame voters are listening today. But you know what I mean? Like, personally, Ron Borges. I believe he's still the voter from around here, Ron Borges.
But it might not be personal to them, but it's personal to the game that they love. He cheated on the game. He didn't cheat, betting basketball games. He cheated the sport that he coached, that they love.
Right.
That they are voting on is the game of football. So I don't know if that doesn't have some weight into their decision. That's kind of weird to me.
So we've asked all of us what we would do. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think he's going to get the 40 votes he needs, or do you think will not get it?
It's, from what I'm hearing from people, he has the upper leg on Robert Kraft getting in.
Yes.
That he'll go in before Kraft will.
And I think we talked about this off air. I'm just going to say it on air. We may try to reach out to John McClain, your buddy from Houston.
John will come
Hall of Fame voter. We may try to, during the bye week.
So there's 50 voters? He's one of them.
He is one of the 50. Yeah. I believe Ron Borges is still one of the 50. Borges is not the biggest Belichick fan in the world, so that's an interesting vote to discuss where that one could go. I think her name might still be a voter. The woman who took the shot at him on her Hall of Fame speech.
Mary Kay Cabot.
I think Mary Kay Cabot may be a voter.
Yeah, down
okay, we're starting to add some people.
She
up.
Would be a fat. She would
Robin
be a
Glazier.
Probably not her. She would be a fascinating.
You know what they do for every Hall of Fame candidate? They have someone go up and give a presentation on why they should go in.
Right.
Does that happen with Belichick, and does that happen with Kraft? I would love to know who is the person making that presentation.
Should be you, Teddy. That'll be the start of burying the hatchet.
That'd
be the start of burying his candidacy.
I'll sit here in my ivory tower and give my opinion.
I'm very curious. How would that opinion have gone over if one of the two of us, Andy, presented the Belichick cheated the integrity of the game, which, of course, Roger Goodell harps on ad nauseum and always talks about, integrity of the game, integrity of the game. If we had said it, as opposed to someone, Ted, who I believe the audience at large believes you have an axe to grind with Bill, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm only just I'm speculating. I wonder if there would be a different sentiment from the audience at large. That's all.
Yeah, probably. And you're right. It is, because I don't know how it works with the owners and contributors. With players, like, I know Ron Borges worked very hard to get Andre Tippett in the Hall of Fame. He presented. Right. He had, like, a binder and information and stats.
There's always someone that...
Is there somebody for Bill doing that?
See, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same for these...
That's why we need to talk to John.
John will
Because he'll have some of those insights. You know,
there's someone presenting
I'll
for
right
Bill.
Now.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. If I were Bill, I would not want her. So I did a Adobe Photoshop here. I don't know if you know,
I know Photoshop.
Photoshop
better than all
No,
those
you don't
guys.
Want that. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for the unofficial drive this afternoon. Thanks for participating. Callers, you were very good. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We're also going to weave in an interesting Jeff Howe tweet. He put out the seeds in the AFC and the NFC as they are right now, and then the records of those teams against other current playoff teams. There's some good with the Patriots and some bad. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.